So, good morning. I have some thoughts for you about gratitude since we're in the week of Thanksgiving. And I started off by thinking, what am I really grateful for? So I asked that question to all of you. What are you really grateful for? I'll come to back to that in a bit. I have a reading that I read this morning by Scott Saul, and I'd like to read that to you first. He talks about gratitude and humility, and the opposite of gratitude he has is envy. So he writes, gratitude or thanksgiving is not just a once-a-year holiday, but a daily practice that can chip away at the seeds of envy within us. While envy traps us in focusing on what we lack, gratitude shifts our attention to the blessings we already have, or that God has promised for eternal future. It isn't always easy. Gratitude takes effort and intention. However, when we make it a regular part and daily discipline of our lives, we create space for joy and freedom, not just for ourselves, but for those around us. The man Job is a powerful example of gratitude in hardship. After losing his wealth, health, and children amidst utter, unimaginable tragedy, Job responded with worship. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There wasn't denial or blind optimism. It came from a deep, well-formed trust in God's sovereignty. Job's response shows us that even in times of immense loss, we can find reasons to be thankful when we remember God's faithfulness and presence. On the other hand, if you have envy, envy is a heavy burden. We aren't required to carry it. Through Christ, we can release envy and make room for gratitude. When we shift our focus from what we lack to the blessings we've been given by grace, our hearts are transformed and our spirits are lifted. Gratitude renews our perspective, enabling us to find joy not only in our own blessings, but also in the blessings of others. The Apostle Paul provides a remarkable picture of this in Philippians. Writing from a prison, Paul had every reason to feel cynical and defeated by circumstances. Yet, instead of despairing, he penned out one of the most joy-filled letters in the Bible. In Philippians 4, 12 to 13, he writes, I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. So that was a writing by Scott Saul, and I really appreciated that. So back to the first question, what are you really grateful for? And for myself, what am I really grateful for? I thought about it a while, and last Sunday we talked about the centurion and how he understood having power is being under a greater power. And then he recognized that Jesus had ultimate power, even over sickness. And he made a request to Jesus in a way that Jesus said, I haven't found this kind of faith anywhere, not anywhere in Israel. And so that struck me, that a centurion, a Roman soldier, got that response from Jesus. And then in today's lesson, Jesus takes his disciples out on a boat, and there's a storm, and they're sure they're going to drown. And Jesus says, O ye of little faith, which is right after the centurion's story. And then he said, he told the winds and the waves to be calm, and immediately they were calm. And the men were amazed and asked each other, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. So I decided the thing I'm most grateful for this morning is the incredible power that we have as Christians when we live under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And there's a lot of other things that we have. We have plenty. We have a lot of good things. But that's what I wanted to express as I'm just incredibly grateful for that. And there's a song that says, that talks about the mighty power of God and how much gratitude we should have for that. It's song number 127. We could sing that, and then I will read a scripture yet.
Number 127. And let's sing for this song.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word, and then pronounced them good.
Thank you for leading that, Bo. So you can turn to Psalm 65, and I'd like to read that chapter and a few verses in Psalm 66. Praise awaits you, O God in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. O you who hear prayer, to you all men will come. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you choose to bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with good things of your house, of your holy temple. You answer us with awesome deeds of righteousness. O God, our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of the waves, and the tumult of the nations. Those living far away fear your wonders. When morning dawns and evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain. So you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless it with crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the desert overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing. Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing praise to your name, Selah. And I have a prayer to end this time, so I will read that if you want. Bow your heads and we will pray. O God, in whom is the well of living waters, O God, in whose light we see light, increase in us the brightness of your knowledge, illuminating the path to your flowing fountain. There impart to our thirsting souls the water of life and restore to our darkened minds the light from heaven. Amen.